Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 49, the verses 1 to 16. Isaiah 49, verse 1 to 16. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength." He says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. Kings will see you and stand up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, "Come out," and to those in darkness, "Be free." They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, you heavens, rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. My theme for reflection is engraved on the palms of God. Engraved on the palms of God. Have you ever searched frantically for something you were sure you had not lost? Your glasses already in your head, or your phone already in your hand? Sometimes the deepest anxiety comes not from being lost, but from feeling lost. Isaiah 49 speaks directly to that human fear, the dread of being forgotten, overlooked, or abandoned by God. The problem addressed in this passage is the spiritual exhaustion of a people who have suffered too long. Israel is in exile. Jerusalem lies in ruins. The people have heard promises before, yet history has bruised their hope. The servant of the Lord even confesses a quiet despair. I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Isaiah 49 verse 4. Fearful service feels fruitless. God's calling seems heavy, and God himself appears silent. Into this weariness, God speaks, not first with commands, but with identity. A servant is named, called, and formed from the womb. Before results, before success or failure, there is vocation rooted in God's intention. What looks like wasted effort is reframed as trust. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord. Verse 4. God resolves despair not by denying pain, but by expanding the horizon. The servant's task is not only to restore Israel, but to become a light to the nations. What feels small and defeated is, in God's hands, part of a global story of salvation. This widening of purpose is matched by a deepening of compassion. God is not distant or abstract. The Lord speaks as a mother who cannot forget her nursing child and then goes further. Even if such forgetting were possible, God declares, "I will not forget you." The resolution of abandonment, anxiety, is not logic but love. The climactic image is astonishing. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. God does not keep us in a ledger or archive. God bears us in God's own being. This promise resonates with Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. The Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The same God who walked with Israel through wilderness and exile is the God who binds memory to covenant. Forgetfulness belongs to human frailty, not to divine faithfulness. Theologically, this passage challenges the assumption that usefulness defines worth. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "God does not fulfill all our wishes, but he does fulfill all his promises." Isaiah 49 teaches us to live not by visible outcomes, but by trusted promises. God's purposes often unfold beyond our sight, but never beyond God's care. For Christian people today, this text speaks into lives marked by burnout, displacement, and quiet faithfulness that goes unnoticed. It reassures parents, pastors, carers, activists, and believers who wonder whether their labor matters. God's answer is not "try harder," but "remember who holds you." Our names are not written in sand, but etched in divine love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life, or where in my life, do I feel that my efforts have been in vain? And how might God be reframing that story? Number two, what could it mean for me to live today as someone God cannot forget? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a moment to write your name on a small piece of paper. Place it somewhere visible and pray slowly, "Lord, you have engraved me on your hands." Let this prayer shape how you see yourself and others today. Faithful God, when we are weary and feel forgotten, speak your word of comfort again. Remind us that our lives are held in your purposes and our names are written in your love. Strengthen us to trust when outcomes are unclear and to hope when the road is long. Make us light for others as you have been light for us. Through Jesus Christ, your servant and our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.